Well, hello everybody. I don't know who all's there, but I decided to pop in and see. I originally said it was going to be next week when I would come back together, but our travels were cut short by our illness, so that's what basically has happened. Anyway, it's good to see you there, Walt. And we'll see if anybody shows up here. I just had a conversation with Adeola. He had a really tough week this week. I won't go into all the details, but he's being attacked from a lot of different sides. Anyway, my temperature is continuing to go up, 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 and up. I believe that we're being herd I believe that this herd immunity they're talking about has become herd poison by the vaccinated dumping on all the unvaccinated. Anyway, that's my opinion. For what it's worth.
I just got your email and I have to agree, it's kind of a shocker when you see what they're doing, you know, because I'm not a doctor and some of the things that are said in medicines and stuff, I can't retain them. I mean, you know, but I really feel it at every angle. The world is drunk on the Kool-Aid.
Right.
The whole world is deceived. I think it's Revelations 18, isn't it, Larry, that talks about the whole world is deceived.
But right. Right.
Yeah. You know. but anyway, Larry, my heart's with you, buddy. I talked to Robbie. After the fellowship, I talked to Robbie, you know, and you know, Larry, when you look at the world the way it is, and the fact that to me the line in the sand and the people, the only people that understand what's going on are God's elect. I'm not trying to elevate any, but you know. I mean, the world has bought this, has drank the Kool-Aid.
I agree. I was watching today. Michael Smith had not been posting anything to me on Facebook, but he posted a message today, which I thought was really interesting. He said he was going to deviate from his normal expositional teaching, and he was going to do a message on Hebrews 11. And so, you know, but like you said, there's a lot of truth that is being, you know, put out, but there's a lot of things that's being held out. It is not being, I don't even know how to say it, but there's a lot of things that are not being divulged. You know what I'm saying? They're giving people what they want to hear. You know, here Michael is. He's in the medical profession. He's got to retain his job. And I understand all that. But you know what? At some point, it's going to come back to bite him.
Well, you know, and I think of Tom. I mean, wow, you know. You know, but God, somehow, I said that same thing to Robbie. I said, somehow, some way, God is going to take care of us, Larry. Some
right,
way.
Right.
And and there's only one thing to hold on to right now.
Right.
See, there's only one thing, and that's God's word. There's only one truth. I mean, because I mean, you know, or, you know, I'll say this about Ron. You know, sometimes Ron is maybe we've had our disagreements and things, but I'll tell you, you know, I can't think of anything that's more. It's more distracting, you know, this is evil. This is evil and wicked, and it's over the whole world. You know, I just got an email from Adeola, and I was just starting to, I mean, and Ron's been telling me about this, you know, in Italy and in France, they've turned out by the thousands.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands, Larry. And it's kind of amazing how, we, the United States is, and you know, I just took a nap and I just got up and Larry, I you guys were in my prayers and then I come here and find you here and, you know, I don't think anything's an accident, but I love you guys. And
love you too.
Sometimes all we can do is, you know, is bite the bullet, you know.
That's right. You know? And I think, you know, that we have to kind of, we have to expose the evil and also proclaim the sovereignty of God as well. In other words, that's the balance, you know, and the people that only want to talk about the sovereignty of God but never want to expose evil, there's something wrong with that picture. There's something wrong with it, you know. So I agree with your sentiments, you know. And if it wasn't important, then why would, you know, John in the book of Revelation spend so much exposing the beast if it wasn't important? You know, and so it is important, and you know, so we need to have a balanced approach. But I'm like you. I was thinking about Tom today. I was thinking about Adeola. I was thinking about Louise, who was on the call today. By the way, she bought two of those books on went to Lulu and bought two of your books. So, but also, you know. The other thing I was thinking about was George. You know, George, he has a very strong knowledge of history, you know, and you really drew him out today. And he really, you know, I thought he did a good job of, you know, and you, I'm glad you brought up, you know, preterism and futurism and the historicist position. You know, a lot of people are clueless. They don't even know what we're talking about unless we you know explain it. So,
and it's just like I got it in my hand right here, you know, track 25 that I just happened to pull. You know, you had your pamphlets there in the trailer, you know,
right?
And I just reached up, pulled out one, Larry.
Yeah.
And I brought it over, and it's some you know, I mean. The effect of Jesuit eschatologies on America today. I mean, it's amazing, Larry. You know, I don't have any malice, Larry. Just because I see something different than somebody else doesn't mean I don't like them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean that's kind of, but I can't ignore. The fact that we're living in America and the influence of the Jesuits. There's no other country in North America has, I mean, they don't have to have all these Jesuit universities in South America because they already got South America. You see? I mean, the reason why we got 28 Jesuit universities and 244 universities in this country, Catholic universities, is because it was to stop the protest, you know, and
Well, yeah, now we've got Pope Francis saying that you can't even worship in Vatican unless you have a digital passport. So now he's limiting worship. He's separating out the civil, you know. If this isn't the Inquisition, I don't know what it is. Okay.
Well, in course, Robbie, I just got off the phone with Robbie, you know, this afternoon, you know, and I left him those two volumes on exposing the Antichrist, you know.
Oh yeah, good.
And I remember, I look back at us, Larry, you know, I look at you, and I could start picking on you, and you could start picking on me, but now we were pretty naive.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, and I said this to Adeola the other day, and I think that we're still waking up.
Yeah. It's like, also, I think that I'll speak about myself. I think there's a certain amount of, you know, I wouldn't call it denial as to where we're actually at, but I think there's a certain amount of kind of pretending that we're not as far as we really are. I'm talking to myself, you know.
Yeah. Well, I have the same thing. I experienced the same thing, Larry. You know, yeah. I mean, and you know, Robbie, he doesn't fully understand free will. See, in other words, why does Robbie? Because it says right there in Second Thessalonians, there's a difference between people that know the truth and love the truth.
Right.
And the only way that I can see it, Larry, it has nothing to do with Walt or Larry. Why does Larry and Walt, why do we see this? And it gets clearer and clearer, Larry. It gets so clear, you know. But then again, I realize just how fragile, you know, you're sick.
Well, I got an email from Linda Freeman. And really interesting, she said, Larry, I really believe you've nailed it. She said, my daughter took the vaccination back in August, and she said she wanted to have a birthday dinner for me, so she took me to a birthday dinner. She said, I haven't had a cold for years, Larry. She said, by the time I got home, I was feeling sick. You know, and so they're shedding this poison on the general population that's not vaccinated. So they're not only killing the vaccinated, they're not only poisoning the vaccinated, but they're using the vaccinated to poison the unvaccinated. So,
I just read your email. Boy, you know, Larry, you know, I sure can't build a defense and argue with you. I know what I wanted to say. In 1918, the ones that were dying were the ones that were getting the shot.
Wow.
I heard a researcher say that. I mean, the ones that, because a lot of people died during 1918.
Right.
They had some death, but they were vaccinating back then. See, you know, and the life is in the blood, and to think sometimes I have to stop. Is it really? Am I really in reality? Do they want to vaccinate the whole world?
Well, Biden even says that in his press releases. You know. I mean, Biden is very clear about it, you know, and so I don't know who this is. Is that your phone?
That's my phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. But yeah, anyway, listen, man, I'm glad we hooked up here. This was God ordained that we have this conversation tonight, and I just
because you know because there's a part of there's a part of Paul that I that kind of quiets me because he's just you know what I'm saying
right
you know I and just listen to God's word
right
you know I mean we you know never before in history I mean you know I yeah. Well,
listen, Walt, it's good talking to you. I'm going to let you get that phone call, and we'll be in touch, bro.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Love you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.